Like, do we want to switch it up? Like, we could just have the music and then we start talking and be like, what's up?
Welcome to Let's Wine About It, Rewind.
Woohoo!
2021.
Where have we been?
Oh.
To hell and back.
At home.
We've been honestly. Out. At home.
Yeah.
In a home. That's, you know. I've been a lot of places, so.
Oh, really?
Lots of homes. Yeah.
And nowhere. What is everybody doing now? I think we need to update people on
everything.
Job situation, living situation, pet situations, all the situations.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Jen, you go first.
Well, I don't remember where I last. I think I was at the same job. Yeah. Still the same job, marketing specialist. I like it. I'm still remote, so I literally don't leave the house. And I really look forward to going to Starbucks some days because that's like my only interaction with like a person. Yeah. And it's like fun because the lady that is at the Starbucks by where I'm living, like, knows me. And so I'm kind of making that connection. It's kind of cute.
You're a regular.
A drink.
What?
You have a drink that you get every time.
I just feel like cold brew with like a different flavor, but she like recognizes me, and I don't know. It's just cute. Cause I bring Jax sometimes. And then speaking of Jax, that's my puppy. I got him.
Jen got a puppy.
Yes. I got him in July and his birthday is coming up May 17th. So he'll be one. So cute.
So cute.
And then I'm living with my boyfriend, and that's that.
Hi, everyone. But I have a job. It's fine. And I am moving out in June to my own space. I'm super excited. And I don't have a dog. I'm not bringing my family dog with me because that's expensive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm buying furniture now because I'm an adult. But yeah,
good furniture haul.
That's the big life updates. Have a job, we're doing fine, and we're living on our own in June.
Yes.
Yeah,
just in time for summer.
Yes,
we can definitely talk about the summer plans.
Summer plans, I have so many
because they're lined up right now.
Yeah.
Jen's like, oh.
I don't know who you guys are hanging out with. Because
you're just going to be dragged along for the ride.
I have all the plans.
Damn. Wasn't invited, I guess.
Well, we haven't discussed it yet. That's why we're
right. Doing. That's what this is for.
Okay. Jeez, look at her over here getting all salty.
She was getting sad.
I'm not crying. You guys are my only friends. What the fudge? Thought you could do it without me.
Maddie, what's happening?
Okay, update on me. Last episode, I had just found out I was getting a puppy. And puppy is here. Her name is Bia. She's a little psychopath. She is just over a year old now, but she's very cute. Me and her moved into our new apartment about a year ago. She's like barking in the background. If you can hear, she's actually growling at my neighbors. That's we moved into our new apartment and it's been very good here. We have like a pool and a balcony and like, it's just really nice and fun. So that's that. I have worked multiple jobs since the last episode. So I was laid off in August because of COVID and then was unemployed for a couple months. Worked at Starbucks for a couple months. Or no, just 1 month I worked at Starbucks. And then I accepted a job that did not end up working out. It was like low key, the worst job in the whole world. So I quit there and I ended up at State Farm. And that's where I am right now. And I have to be very loud and proud about that. And I also want to include Zach Fetzer, State Farm, and Egan, because low key, we may have a new sponsor. So if you are looking for an auto renter's homeowner's quote, call Zach Fetzer, State Farm, and Egan, and I'll hook you up.
Not the sales pitch on the podcast.
We're not aware of that.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
my boss was like, wait, you have a podcast? Like, me and my coworker both have podcasts. And he's like, wait, like, I would sponsor you. And I was like, yes, yes. I mean, I'll probably talk about it even if you don't sponsor us, but yes.
Yeah. That's so amazing.
Hot news. We're taking sponsorships now.
Yeah. Always been open to us. You want to send us some moolah.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to take that.
So that's my update. That's it. Trevor's still around. I have to give Trevor a shout out.
He's still around.
I was like, that sounded so sad. He's still around, I guess. It's fine.
He's still around. He stuck through it.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Well, let's talk about, because we all know what happened last year. We all know what's happened at the beginning of this year. Everyone's still in the house. People are getting shots, but everybody's still in the house for the most part.
Yep.
But this summer, when I tell you, it's just going to be different. I think it's really just going to be the best summer of my life because I've decided that it's going to be.
What are you doing? I'm so out of the loop. What are you doing?
Like, it's going to be a good summer, but like, what are you doing?
I've just decided I don't have anything planned except in August, I'm going to San Diego. But otherwise, I don't really have anything planned, but I have already decided and it is going to be the best summer of my life because we've been in the house and I'm tired of being in the house.
Yeah. Well, you'll have your new place, so then you'll like be able to meet like new people maybe.
Yeah, I'm making friends.
Does it have a pool?
No.
No, but yeah. I have a pool.
Right. And you have a pool.
Me.
Yeah. So it's
plus,
just
you're like right by all the good bars.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a party at my house every weekend, every Wednesday, every Thursday. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just determined.
I agree.
Well, I'm happy for you because that's not my mindset.
But I want it.
Your mindset for this.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I just don't like. Well, okay. I like the summer. Don't get me wrong, but we said this in our last podcast. My favorite season is fall. So like the summer is so hot. Like unless you have a pool, like I really could give two shits about summer. Like it's so hot. Even in Minnesota, like it's so hot. Like I can't imagine anywhere else where it's, you know, 100 degrees, like down in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I would die. So like AC is my best friend. I just get stressed. Like Maddie, when you go to Country Fest and shit, like I can't do that. Oh, it's so hot. No AC. You're sweaty.
Sweaty mess.
You're drinking all the time. You have no showers. You eat like no food. I'm like, can't do it.
Like basically all summer. Okay, but rewind. When she said, you guys know I just don't like, and I thought she was going to say, I just don't like people.
Also like, that.
I thought that's where you were going with that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just like to have my close group of friends and that's about it. So like going out, even I get stressed. I'm like, I just don't know these people and I don't even want to hang around you people. I don't know.
Do you know that TikTok sound where it's like bus, club, another club? That's how I'm on this summer. That's what I'm doing.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds cool.
It's amazing.
Because that's not my For You page. I don't party.
No, people are using it to show outfits. And every time they go bus, club, another club, another club, and they're just showing cute outfits. I'll send you one.
Mine was the one was like I had so many outfits to wear, or but I
oh yeah,
in that little
I wanted to show you.
That's the one I know. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
what are your plans, Maddie?
My summer plans. So I wrote down like things that I want to do this summer, just like in general. Like I want to go to like a country concert. I want to have a pool day and a beach day, and I want to go to a winery and like just all the stuff I want to do, like lake tubing and stuff like that. I wrote down a whole list, and then I pulled out my calendar. I wrote down like all the things I want to do, and then I pulled out my calendar and I looked at every single weekend, and I put one of those things on every single weekend for the whole summer. So like every single weekend for the summer, I have an activity to do, like drive-in movie or
that's fun.
Yeah. So I like put something on my calendar for every single weekend. Cause then when it's like Monday and you're like, ugh, I hate work. I had such a fun weekend. Then you like pull out the calendar and you're like, oh my gosh, but next weekend I'm going river tubing. Like, you know, and then you have something to look forward to.
I like that idea.
That's what I did. And I'm like really excited about it.
Well, can you pencil me in? Cause I just don't have funds.
Yeah, I'll pencil you in.
I have a butt sometimes.
You can come to any of them.
I'll go. We should do the. Remember, we went to Valley High.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only drive-in to go to. That's the best one. Hashtag ad.
I think it was Kennedy's.
What?
Remember, we all went. No, Matt. Remember, Maddie, when you had a freaking truck?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's as long as it was.
Yeah.
There was like a picture.
We went. I think we did go in my car because it was raining. And we like,
yeah, now that I think about it, I don't think that I was there with you. I've been to Valley High with other people, but not with you guys. Ooh, awkward. Not invited.
Yeah, you have. Okay.
I literally did not go with you to Valley High.
Yes, you did.
And me, you, and Kayla went to the Elko one in my truck.
Right. And the three of us went in my car.
Yeah. I remember that.
There's a video because I don't remember what was happening, but it was raining outside and I don't remember what was happening. But
I don't remember this.
Well, it happened.
Fine. Oh.
When?
When?
Yeah.
Time ago. Shit. I don't know.
Like, a bunch of times. I've gone with like Lindsay.
Oh yeah.
But I think that was a different time too.
I think you went with Lindsay. I don't think that was me.
Well, we can go multiple times. We probably went multiple times.
Yeah. Maddie, we've gone, and I'm going to find the receipt somewhere.
Yes. Or on Facebook or something.
Yeah, but no, I'm trying to have the best summer ever because.
Okay, maybe I'll have a different mindset. Maybe I'll. Yeah.
I think we should go on a trip. I don't know. I need
Chicago.
To.
I was going to ask you that.
Trip?
Yeah, we can go on a Chicago trip. I'm down.
We can't. Well, just we don't want
this. Oh my gosh. Wait, you guys, we should talk about our cars. We all got new cars.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting. Well, Jen, yours is like kind of new.
You got yours a while ago, but you've never talked about it.
Yeah.
I got a mom car.
That's a big update. So did I. Shit.
Yeah, honestly, all of ours are kind of mom cars.
Basically, my future children, like 10 years from now, will probably be in that car. So it currently drives around my little puppy dog, but it's a mom car.
It's nice, though.
Mm-hmm. Don doesn't like my car.
Oh, well, why?
He's not driving it.
Well, he drives it sometimes because Whenever like, we're together.
Well, if he's going to drive it, then he can't complain.
Right.
Well, you know, he's just like, I just don't like the look of it. I'm like, I'm sorry, this is not a truck. First of all, I'm like, if I had my choice of car, it'd be like a Range Rover. So,
Yeah,
obviously, I'm not happy. I'm driving a Nissan Rogue, but it's better than my junkie car for sure.
Manifest it.
What?
Manifest it.
In like 25 years.
Yeah.
A Range Rover.
They are not that expensive.
They're like a good 100 grand, but.
Like a used one.
Whoa.
A little bit older.
No.
I'm looking for like the brand new with a bow on top, you know.
Okay, then don't manifest that. You can't afford that.
My boss got a brand new one and it's broken down 3 times.
Ugh.
Maybe a Tesla. Those are cheap.
Got it in 2020. Mm-hmm.
I think Teslas look weird.
I only like, there's one of them that looks okay. Otherwise.
I like the crossover type one. It's like a little bigger.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But it has like an iPad.
Yeah, I know. Really dope. Nuts.
But also that would stress me out. Like even now, like I stress out when I'm like low on gas. I'm like, I need to find a gas station. I'm super picky about gas stations. I'm like, okay, I cannot go to one that looks like people are about to kidnap me or like they're going to steal my credit card. So I'm like super picky about it. So I like my Quick Trips.
I was just going to say, Jen, do you have a favorite?
Quick Trip.
Yeah, me too.
But those are a suburban thing. Like, I didn't think, like...
It's like a bougie gas station. They don't have them in the cities by me.
No, not at all. And, like, there's a BP over here. I'm like, those freak me out. I don't know what a BP is. What does that stand for?
BPs are, like Shell. Ugh.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I'm literally, like, I will drive, like, 10 miles south or whatever direction just to go get...
Yeah, that's why Teslas give me anxiety because they're not... The charging stations aren't everywhere yet.
I know.
I don't have time to be on the side of the road.
No, and we're vulnerable. You know, can't be just dying. And then I'm like, I don't know where a charging station. There's one that in the Mall of America, I think.
Yeah.
So long, very short. That'll be a in the future thing.
Okay. Wait, Kennedy, what's up with your car?
I got a 2017 Nissan Murano, and she's beautiful, and I love her.
Yeah.
I'll probably also have her for however many years, but I'll just have her and keep her until I get either a Porsche or the Mercedes SUV, or I don't want a Range, but I did want a Range Rover for a while.
I know, now that you said that your boss had hers break down, I'm questioning.
I know, but they're still cute. They're
cool, but you know.
Yeah, but I definitely want a Porsche or a Mercedes or both. It really just depends on where I'm at. Or I'll take a Bentley or a Rolls Royce. A Rolls Royce. I don't know if I want one driving around Minnesota. That seems a little unnecessary, but.
Where do you even buy one?
I don't. Girl, I don't know. I don't have Rolls Royce money yet.
Like,
but when I do, I will let you know.
You're like Jaguar.
I like those too.
I keep seeing the same one. Maybe it lives by me. I've seen it I've seen the same model like four times now. Like might be the same one.
Yeah.
I don't think many people have that car.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I've never seen one before.
Yeah. So, I mean, I might get all three of them in the future.
You want to find me one?
Yeah. If I have the funds, everyone's driving around in whatever car that they want.
I'm rooting for you.
Manifest it. So this is the newest addition to my family. I bought a Porsche Cayenne. She's beautiful. Her name is Casper. She's white with.
I didn't know she had a, she had a name.
Oh yeah, she has a name.
We met her and didn't know she had a name. I just thought that was not polite in my, I didn't call her.
Yeah, so rude of us.
Yeah.
I was like, I spent like $2,500 on this dog. And like, this dog has a name and toys and everything. Like, oh, I spent so much more on this car. This car is getting a name.
Is it because it's a white outside and then cream inside? It just makes sense for like Casper the ghost. You
know? Yeah. So actually I didn't name it. My dad texted me while I was on vacation because my parents like watched it. They watched my car while I was on vacation.
Amazing.
My dad texted me and he said, I named your car Casper. And I was kind of like, that's rude. Like, it's my car. But then it kind of like stuck. And now I like it. So her name is Casper. She's caramel interior. She's just so pretty. I'm obsessed.
Beautiful.
And I don't think I can ever drive anything other than a Porsche now. And I'm kind of like on the same page as Kennedy. I'm like, I want to get a summer car now.
That is
and I want like a little like summer convertible Porsche, and then I want like a winter Porsche.
The convertible Porsches are beautiful.
They're so cute. Oh.
But yeah, I think
vibes.
Nissan Murano will always be like a little mom car situation, picking up the kids if they're just going to practice.
Yeah.
But if the kids are going, if I'm dropping them off at a friend's house, or they're going to like prom, or I'm taking them to some sort of event, then we pull out the Porsche or the Benz. But like everyday life, Nissan.
That's so funny.
So
I see. Like, yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
I just feel like I need to live a life of luxury because that's what I want.
Then you need it.
And there's nothing I can't imagine being mediocre ever.
Well, I'm mediocre as fuck right now. So. I feel like
honestly,
flat line.
Every aspect of my life is like very mediocre. Other than like
my goal,
maybe that I can claim that I own a Porsche. That's it. But like, it's kind of like an older Porsche too. So like, maybe she's in good shape. She's beautiful.
My mediocre is if I know I've made it. If I can buy Starbucks every single day and not feel guilty about it.
I like that goal.
I like saw this thing on Facebook the other day and it like really like, I was like, yeah, that's true. Like, it was like, how do you know that you've like made it like financially? And like someone replied and they were like, all my bills are on auto pay and I like, don't worry about it. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, that's like really true. Like
not double checking to make sure.
Yeah, like you don't have to like double check like, oh shit, do I have enough for like rent this month? Like, yeah.
Piss me off. I feel like they would cheap you out and be like, ooh, we'll slide $200 in. You know, I don't trust people.
Who would slide $200 in? Someone's giving me $200?
No, like if the company or whatever, like if it's electric, all of a sudden they're like, like, you know, an extra $1,000. I don't know.
I already know. I forget if I don't have auto pay. I've forgotten my credit card payment twice.
Oh.
And I like pay the next day. But so then I just had to set up auto payment. I was like, this is not going to work because I don't have time to fuck up my credit.
Yeah, no, literally. I like set up my car for auto payments for the loan. And then I looked like on the 26th and like it was like 2 days outstanding, like not paid. And I was like, what the frick? Because I already set up auto pay. Apparently it didn't work and I can't figure out how to set that up. So I just had to like set up a reminder in my phone. Yeah. Which is dumb, but
I don't trust people. I gotta review my bill.
I don't trust myself to do it on time just because I forget.
Oh, yeah. OCD is fuck. So I pay my credit card every 3 days.
What?
Yep.
Jeez. I pay mine once a week. If I
go on my app and then I just pay it because I'm like, oh, just get out of here.
Yeah, I guess I don't use my credit card that much. So I just pay it at the end of the month and I just pay it off. Because
I use it for everything. So I just.
Oh.
Like, yeah, that's true. I like recently found out, and like, if I'm wrong about this, someone please let me know. But like, I just found out that if you're using more than like 30% of your credit limit, your credit score goes down.
Yeah.
You know that? Because I was like putting everything on my credit card and then I just pay it off at the end of the month and my credit score was like going down and down and down and down. And I was like, what the frig? So I like talked to my financial advisor and he was like, no, like you have to stay under 30% of your credit limit. I was like, oh shit. So that's why I started paying it off month or like weekly.
Just because when they like, because when I was buying a house, I was looking at all of that, or when I was thinking about buying a house, it's like they want to see how much of your like credit usage. Doesn't matter if you pay it all the time, but if that's like if you use 100% of your credit all the time,
like you max out almost.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Hey Kennedy, wine us. Tell us what you're drinking.
I am drinking 19 Crimes. Cali Rosé. It's actually very good.
Is it sweet?
Yeah, it's not like, because usually rosé is a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
Also, that was my last episode, so.
It's super smooth, and I really like it. And I could probably drink the whole thing if it wasn't a Thursday. If I didn't have anywhere to be tomorrow.
It's really good. I might have to try that.
Yeah, I thought it's really good. I'm sure it's at whatever liquor store that you go to, but I got mine at Trader Joe's.
What are you watching right now on Netflix or Hulu?
Oh my gosh. Watch The Beauty and the Baker on Netflix. It's such like a, it's like kind of a, it's like, it's a TV show, but it has like humor and it's like super cute. I don't know. John watched it with me and he actually really liked it. So
wasn't that like a movie? Didn't they have a movie of it first?
Not that I'm aware of.
I feel like I saw advertisements for it like 2 years ago, but I thought it was a movie. I don't know.
Sound familiar.
I swear that I like watched it. Cause it's like a super poor baker falls in love with like a super rich girl. Right.
Famous girl.
Famous, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I feel like I've watched it, but I thought it was a movie when I watched it. I don't know. I could be really off base with that.
Nah, there's 9 episodes.
Oh.
It's so good. And it ended like there's going to be a season 2. And I'm like, I'm so excited.
Oh.
That's the thing. Have you guys watched Ginny and Georgia?
I haven't, but I want to.
Oh my gosh. It's the best show I've seen in a while. Like probably like... probably best since like Outer Banks.
Oh,
it's like Outer Banks level. It's so good.
I haven't really? Seen it, but everyone...
you guys would especially like it.
What is it like? Don't like spoil it, but like,
it's like, so it's like a mom. She's like 20, like 29 or 30. And she's a 16-year-old daughter. And it's them like getting through life. And she's like low key kind of like, not a con artist, but she like flirts her way through life, the mom. And then it's like the daughter like in high school trying to like figure out who she is, and she's like trying alcohol and drugs, and like she's like having sex for the first time in like they're like just trying to like figure out life together. Mm-hmm. And it's like so real, but it's so good. Yeah. And then there's like some crime and drama like mixed in. It's so good.
Oh, I like crime.
There's like a husband that dies somewhere in there.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, scandal.
Yeah. I haven't been watching anything.
I'm also watching Dynasty. Well, I finished Ginny and Georgia, so then I started watching Dynasty, and that's been pretty good.
Oh, right? Like, that's been around for a while, Dynasty?
Yeah, yeah. I think there's, like, 4 seasons of it. I was looking for something that I could, like, binge.
Yeah.
Well, watch Beauty and the Baker, because it is good. Also, I'm really excited for Outer Banks to come back out.
Do we know when that comes out?
They, like, just stopped filming, I think. I saw on Instagram. I follow, like, the Outer Banks main page, and they were like, just finished wrapping up, and I'm like, well, can you hurry the fuck up, because yeah, we're gonna wait forever.
Get it rolling.
I'm gonna binge it in like
a day.
Yeah, like if it's a weekend, it's gonna be one day. If it's like on a weekday, it's gonna be 2 nights.
Well, I can watch TV while I work, so I literally just plow through all these seasons. I rewatched Stranger Things because the 4th season's supposed to be coming out. It was supposed to come out, I think, early March, but the freaking pandemic is just an asshole and decided to insert itself in all the production. So they had to stop. And so now they don't know when it's going to come out. And I'm like, I'm just sad because I was looking forward to all these shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, crime and
about it. Next, like fall and winter, all the shows are going to come out, and it'll be perfect because we'll be stuck inside because of the snow.
yeah,
that's true.
Tis true. But yeah, I rewatched all of Stranger Things, and like, I'm glad I did, because half this shit, I was like, that happened. I was like, what was I sleeping? Like, I don't remember that happening. So rewatch that, I guess.
Yeah, I haven't watched anything. I'm just not super. I don't think I have the patience anymore.
Like, you watch YouTube, right?
Yeah, which is weird because it's like I have patience to sit and watch that, but I can't watch a show. I don't know.
Bailey Sarian.
What?
You watch Bailey Sarian on YouTube?
No, I don't know who that is.
She does Murder Mystery Makeup Monday, where she does her makeup while she tells true crime. So like my alley.
Yeah.
And so she's amazing. And John walked in while I was watching it on his giant ass TV and was like, she looks like a Barbie doll. And I know, but she's perfect. Leave her alone. I'm trying to watch, trying to watch it.
Put her makeup on.
And I'm like, I know, because I'm trying to learn how to look like that. Like her skin is so flawless. So I'm like, okay, she's amazing. But yeah, she's entertaining. But she also has like Get Ready With Me, not just true crime stuff. So
yeah. So I don't know. I just haven't gotten into a show in a very, very long time. I used to watch The Bold Type. That's really good.
What's that on?
Hulu.
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
It's really good. These three best friends, they work at a magazine, and it's really cool. That's all I can really say. I think it's really good. But they are on pause because of COVID. So
see, I just... rude. I don't know. I just think everything needs to just chill. Go back to life. I did see, though. So I don't know if you guys like still watch Riverdale. I don't know. It's just, I just have so many shows that I just like have to watch because
I like haven't seen any of that yet.
Well, I follow, or no, I don't even follow them on Instagram, but I saw like on the Explore page, they were like in the middle of production and two of the characters were going to have like a makeout scene, but it was like in the middle of COVID. So they were like, before every single makeout scene or every single shot of it, they had to like swoosh with like this like super strong mouthwash. And I'm like, that's kind of nice.
You know, their breath doesn't stink.
Yeah. Because I'm like, you can't tell your like coworker, like, bro,
right.
You know, just had like a burger, like, I don't know, figure it out. But I'm like, that's kind of nice. But that's like the extent of what they're every single time. Like, even if they had to do like 2 takes, they have to do 2 times, and it's for a whole minute. I'm like,
wow. Even after it was like we've only kissed each other. That's so
I know. I'm like, y'all ain't.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, if you're like around each other all day for that long, like, look, if someone has COVID, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you've made out with them or not. I guess it's also probably the production company's liability if somebody gets COVID and then dies. So.
Yo, guess, liability. Yeah. That shit's important.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, but also, sorry, I watch a lot of shows. I think you, Kennedy, if you have time,
mm-hmm.
watch Big Sky.
Okay, I've heard about that one.
I haven't heard about that.
What is it about?
Like I think they're on their second season or some. I think some shows like they take that like weird break and then they like continue, but it's almost as if it's like a second plot. So it's like
mm-hmm.
technically season two, but they still call it season one. Yeah. So like the first season is about like these sisters that get kidnapped, and then. Basically like this town Sky Montana is like super fucked, like everyone's in on like this like weird scheme of like sex trafficking and shit, and it's just intense as fuck, but it's super good, and I'm on the season two now. And
is it scary?
Yeah,
I can't.
But okay, but it's like realistic scary. It honestly though, yeah, I guess
scarier.
It's like realistic to the point where it's like that could have been me and my sister like driving and then got kidnapped, and I was like,
no,
I'm like, see, this is why I'll have my pepper spray.
Yeah, too close to home. I need a pepper spray. Actually, just kidding, in case anyone's listening, I have pepper spray, don't come for me.
I have speaking of too close to home, did I send you the thing about the Crime Junkie podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was filming in Lakeville.
That was scary. They started talking. I was like, excuse me? They were like, small town, Lakeville. I was like, oh my God. I literally stopped it. I was like, no.
That was like our Lakeville?
Dude, well, I didn't know there was another Lakeville. So I was like, I legit thought. And then I was thinking, I was like, small town. I was like, I mean,
Lakeville isn't huge, but it's not.
I was like, we're not big, but like, I guess we're not. Like, she was like emphasizing the small.
Oh.
Like,
yeah, Lakeville's not small.
No. But I was like, it was so, like, that like caught me. I was working and I literally stopped and I was like, holy shit.
Like, what?
I was like, no. No, they did not. I was like, who died? I was like,
right. I was going to say, we would know. That's why I feel like Lakeville is small, because we would know.
We would know. We would be like, oh.
Would know that story.
I think that Lakeville's like top 50 biggest cities in Minnesota.
Interesting.
How many are we? You know, should I Google? Take a guess.
Ooh, 100? No.
That's high. I say like
1,000.
Seven. Wait, when was the last time we did a census? It was like last year, wasn't it? 78,000.
No.
How much is it?
It's 2019. So this is probably like more now, but 63,915.
That was high. That's still a lot of people.
Yeah. And we still, this is kind of funny. That doesn't include the COVIDs. You know, a lot of people got pregnant during COVID. So that's probably more.
Very true. People are getting pregnant left and right.
Yeah. True. Yeah, no one has. Everyone has nothing to do, so they just stay at home. You just
do their thing.
Look at each other and say, "You cute, I'm cute."
Let's have a cute baby.
We'd make some cute stuff, you know. Not me, but some people out there are doing that.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to have a kid right now.
I know, but it made it sound like something else. And that's funny. It's like a real conversation.
Get better with next week. We had to like get people updated.
All right, everybody.
We know you missed us. So that's why we returned.
Yeah.
Right. We did. This was a valuable episode.
We actually did have like at least three people reach out and say that they missed us.
Which means we have fans.
That sounds really lame, but like, to be honest, we didn't even think that three people listened to this. So
very true.
Glad for those three people. Thank you for bringing us back.
Yeah, you guys know who you are. We appreciate you.
Yeah, literally. Those people know exactly who they are. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being true MVPs.
Yeah. And if those three people want to be featured anytime.
Yeah. On our podcast, whatever. What is this?
Hey, well, thanks for tuning in. Come back next week. We'll be more organized. Maybe.
The monotone.
Why are you laughing? Okay.
Come back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
He ended at that.